Hi, turning back the clock on January 19, the day when our longest-serving Prime Minister resigned from the top job. In two stints as PM, Sir Robert Menzies ruled for 18 years, calling it quits on this day in 1966.
The free world loses nothing by going to a conference and speaking its mind. We have nothing to hide.
In 1978, the last Volkswagen Beetle made in Germany rolled off the production line.
To some, it was economical transportation. To others, a symbol of a rebellion against materialism. And to others, it was just plain fun. The Beetle.
And in 2013, Lance Armstrong admitted to doping in all seven of his Tour de France victories.
My career, whether I doped or did not dope, and I've always been ruthless and defiant about that. You guys have seen that. It's probably why you trusted me on it, which makes it even sicker.
Birthdays, Michael Crawford is 79 today. For years, he was the bumbling Frank Spencer on Some Mothers Do Have 'Em.
It wasn't my fault. There was this old lady. I tried to help her across the road.
He put that behind him when he starred in Phantom of the Opera. From that to this, yes, legendary singer and actress Dolly Parton celebrates her 75th birthday today.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Katie Sagal turns 67. Long list of TV credits in particular will always be remembered as the mum Peggy on Married with Children. Aussie basketball great Luke Longley is 52, the first Australian to play in the NBA, winning three championships with the Chicago Bulls.
Luke, strong rebound, spins. Nice drop step by Luke.
And one of tennis's greats, Stefan Edberg, is 55. He won the Oz Open in 1985 and 1987.
Stefan Edberg, the
Finally, the great Johnny O'Keefe was born on this day. The Aussie rocker was born in 1935, died at the age of just 43. Remembering Johnny O'Keefe on January 19.